Echo presents Chloe, written by Katrina Kell and read by Kit Griffiths. Chapter 1. Victoria, Australia, 1916. He had painted herself, her soul, and Marie's soul rose up like a water flower in her eyes, and then the soul sank out of sight. And I saw another Marie. George Moore, Memoirs of My Dead Life, 1906. Chapter 2. Chloe. Late Autumn, Young and Jackson Hotel, Melbourne. Dane gazes at a life-sized painting of the woman whose story he ended. Marie's swan-like neck, her sensuous overbite and the determined set of her lips, lips that sealed unspeakable secrets. Alluring. Impermeable. Lips he once clumsily tasted. Now she is Chloe, an Australian icon, ruling over her beer-soaked kingdom. Enthroned in her gilded frame of sculpted acorns and oak leaves, oblivious to the fresh-faced warriors lining up to make a toast to her. Claire de Lune, the piano masterpiece, drifts from the hotel gramophone, transporting him to a night he once shared with Marie in Paris, a magic lantern in the winter sky. The still moonlight, sad and beautiful. He had seen the sorrow in her eyes, in their shining luminosity. Young soldiers blush and shake their heads as they admire her nude image. But it is her face, her exquisite face, that Dane is hypnotically drawn to. The lush ebony chignon crowning her head like so many feathers, her gaze melancholy, as if searching for her lover. A lover she will never touch again. The man she ran from and abandoned. The atmosphere is claustrophobic, thick with sweat, stale beer and pipe smoke. Dane runs long fingers through his silver hair, mourning the golden locks an artist once compared to the colour of Jonquil. To these hardy Antipodean drinkers, he must appear a curious sight, formally attired in his Savile Row suit, a white carnation in his buttonhole. But when his friend wrote to tell him Chloe was hanging in a pub in Melbourne, he abandoned his latest manuscript and sailed from London on a steamer, hoping to confirm what he had glimpsed last year in Paris. An old man's delusion? An apparition? Why, after all these years, is she haunting him with a riddle? Dipping his hand in a silk-lined pocket, he retrieves a newspaper clipping. The Sphinx, he silently reads, is a familiar figure on the streets of Montmartre. She has a history. Was exiled from Paris.
Beg your pardon, sir.
A ginger-haired soldier tries to shoulder past him. Something slips from the youth's pocket as he stumbles into a table. Dropping to his knees on the carpet, he blindly searches for the object. Dane bends over and picks it up, eyes widening when he sees what he's holding. A statuette of Chloe. Her head and torso only. A superb, almost perfect replica. In Chloe, the painting, the artist had depicted Marie's head in profile, but whoever carved this figure has captured the woman enshrined in Dane's memory. Marie's dimpled chin, her slender nose, and the burning rage in her deep brown eyes the first time he laid his hands on her. Chapter 3. Paris, France, 1870 to 1871. Beware of women. When the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?